I'm calling for
Hello.
national. Hello, I'm calling for national opinion service. I'm conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you just a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Let me ask you, does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
I'm going to take your survey. I don't normally do it, but I'm going to answer all your questions. No, nobody works for news media.
Thank you so much, sir. Just to confirm, am I speaking with Brenda Lovingwood?
No.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. Well, but if you have time, I can go
let's
ahead.
Let's finish the survey. Let's finish the survey. I want to, let's finish the survey. I'm not Brenda, though.
Thank you.
Let's finish
Thank
the survey.
I think I really appreciate that. And just to be sure that we are representative, everybody, may I ask your race, white, African American, black, Hispanic, Latino, Asian, Native American, American Indian, mixed race?
Well, you ain't never called the one that I am. I'm a black American.
All right. Thank you. And I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the 2024 elections for president and Congress? Will you definitely vote probably?
Yes. Definitely vote.
Okay. Thank you. And what is your age?
I'm 78 years old.
78. Thank you. You don't sound like that. You sound younger.
No.
Yeah.
You want to go out for a date?
Right. And also,
sorry, I sound younger. We can go out for a date and you buy the food.
All right,
let's go. What's the next one here?
Okay. May you please rate your level of motivation for voting, you know, this year's presidential and congressional elections in November 24th?
Highly motivated.
All right. From 1 to 10? Extremely motivated, the 10 or 9?
Extremely.
Okay. And generally speaking, how closely would you say you have been following news and information about politics, candidates over the last year? You're
very closely.
Okay. Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, Republican, Independent, or something else?
I'm a Democrat.
All right. Would you call yourself a strong Democrat or not very strong Democrat?
Strong.
Okay. And do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
Approve.
I will tell you a couple options like strongly approve,
strongly approve.
All right. And thank you so much for your time, believe me. Thinking about the direction.
You didn't ask the other question. Go ahead.
Okay.
Let me finish. I'm going to ask you a question after.
Okay.
That you didn't ask me. All right.
And thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
The middle of it, I would take it from 1 to 5, I'd be at 5, halfway to satisfied. But you give me some other choices. So, I'm sure.
Okay. All right. And in your opinion, would you say economic conditions in the country are getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
Getting better.
Okay. Also, thinking about issues facing the country now, which of the following would you say are the most important issues for your member of Congress to focus on? You can select up to 2 from the ones that I will tell you. Passing common sense gun reforms to help keep guns out of the hands of the wrong people. Improving K-12 public school education. Reducing crime. Border security. Protecting and strengthening Social Security and Medicare. Making college more affordable and forgiving student debt. Protecting abortion rights. creating more jobs and raising wages, fighting inflation and lowering the cost of goods, combating division and racism, lowering the cost of healthcare and prescription drugs. You can select up to two.
And all of you say, right to vote is one. But all of them come under the title of democracy. In order to have a great democracy, all the things you ask me fall in that category to have a great democracy. But but just to answer your quiz, I'm going to say, what's the first one I said? Shoot, I forgot my own doggone self.
My name?
No. The first one, I gave you an answer for one. You should actually select two.
Yes. All right. Just that to make sure that I understood your response. Do you mean improving the K-12 or reducing crime,
no,
borders?
I'm not talking about that. The first. Now let's go from one. I think it's called by 10 things. The first thing on my list. The first thing on my list is protecting democracy. Okay. Then I would say creating a way where your vote count in America, voting rights.
Okay.
All right. The third one would be race relationship. All right.
Okay.
And the fourth one would be economics, where everybody get a nickel out of the quarter. So the one person getting all the money, segment of the economy getting all the money. Now I gave you four good ones. You asked for two, I gave you four.
Thank you so much, Greenhorn, sir. All right. Thank you. And also, I would like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them. A 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and a 50 that you don't feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100 depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion or you have never heard about the person that I will tell your organization, you can tell me, okay? Joe Stein.
Who?
Joe Stein.
Joe Stein.
Yeah.
I don't even know who Joe Stein is. Well, let me start off myself. Myself, I got a highly opinion myself. So 0 to 10, I'm a 10. Now anybody else gonna fall under that. Now Joe Stein, I don't know who Joe Stein is. So I'm gonna rate him at a 3. All right, who the next person?
Joe Biden.
9.5.
Kamala Harris.
8, solid 8.
Look, I when I try to put 9.5, Fifi showed me that has to be just one, either 9 or, you know, or 10
nine.
Or 8.
We had 9 and 8. I'm okay. Number 10. I'm number 10.
All right.
The rest of them have 9 and 8.
Okay. Robert F. Kennedy Jr.?
3.
Okay. Tim Scott?
0.
Donald Trump?
-0.
Republicans in Congress?
The whole thing, we look at the whole picture. The whole picture, I give them a 4.
Okay. Democrats in Congress?
I give them a 6.
All right. And next, I really appreciate your time, too. I know it's still a long way off, but if the election for president were held today and the candidates were Republican Donald Trump, Independent Joe Stein, Independent Cornel West, and Independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., and Democrat Joe Biden, for whom will you vote? If you are undecided, you let me know.
I would vote for Joe Biden.
Okay. And did you happen to see the debate between President Biden and former President Trump on Thursday night?
Yes.
Yes, a lot. Yes, some. Only a little. Nothing. No.
I've seen it all.
Okay.
I've seen it.
All right. And what you see during the debate make you more or less likely to support Joe Biden for president?
More.
Much more likely?
More likely.
Okay. What do you see or hear that makes you more likely towards to support Joe Biden for president?
Because Joe Biden did not tell a lie. Donald Trump told lies on everything he said.
All right, thanks for that.
Told a lie. They had no fact check to put up there and show you, but he lied.
Okay. One moment. I'm just typing your response.
Okay.
And what you see during the debate make you feel more or less likely to support Donald Trump for president? Much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely.
I wouldn't support Donald Trump as he was in a chicken fight with flies. I wouldn't support Donald Trump.
All right. So I understood. Will that be somewhat less or much less likely? I will have to select one.
No, unlikely. You ain't saying that. Unlikely.
Actually, the options that the system gives me.
The option system gives you less. Three lessons.
Okay. And.
All right.
And what do you see or hear that makes you less likely to support Donald Trump for president?
Because he told lies. I said that earlier. He lied.
All right. Let me.
When he said, no. Let me be more specific.
Mm-hmm.
When he said he will not support the winner if it's not him, that's where he lied at. Because yell about a free election if it wasn't free. So he's trying to give himself a way out, and it's going to be crooked. America have free election because everybody around the world look at America to have election, not crooked election. America is a flagpole of election.
Okay, one moment.
Now let me interject something else to you in there.
Mm-hmm. All right.
I'm a veteran, a disabled veteran. I went around the world to defend the flag. So when he hollered about there's a crooked election, I fought for that flag for the sake of having free election. You have to be in other places to see how elections are run. Appreciate what you got. I know that wasn't on your survey, but that's the opinion. All right.
No, I really appreciate your time. I really appreciate your answer because, you know, these help us, right, to provide right results, right?
Yeah.
And
I'm not mad at you. Like I said, I don't hardly take surveys, but you had a sweet and nice voice, and you hollered about I don't sound like I'm 77, I told you 78, I don't sound like I'm 78, and you're going to take me out to dinner and pay for the meal? I gave you my honest answer.
Alrighty. All right. So you're veterans, nice.
Yeah, I'm a veteran.
One of my nieces, he actually started like last year, if I'm not wrong, yeah. But I think he will be sent to Japan. I'm not quite sure what area because I know there are different areas, right? I haven't asked that much, but I see. And I would like to read you what some others have said they believe are threats to the African-American community. Which of the following do you believe to be the biggest threat to the African-American community right now? You can choose two, okay? The Supreme Court rolling back rights and freedoms, cuts to the social safety net like Social Security, Donald Trump getting elected president again, stagnant wages and rising costs, rising crime and violence, lack of greater economic opportunity and jobs in your community, the rise of white supremacy and nationalism, the lack of quality education opportunities.
All right. I told you I'm 78, right?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm 78. I've been in America. Even the vote since I was 16 years old, 18 years old, someone, you know.
Oh.
All right, and I'm a military man. Now you ask me what black folks need. Black folks need to have a playing field that's square, equal opportunity to pursue anything that they want to do. The playing field needs to be level.
Okay.
The playing field in America, although I told you I serve America, it's not level. It's not a level playing field.
Okay, so the equality, right, of human economic opportunity,
right.
Jobs. Okay.
Jobs, yeah.
And
well,
what?
You didn't hear that. Good, I'm listening.
And what others from those that I mentioned, like rise of white supremacy nationalism, lack of quality education opportunities, rising crime and violence, stagnant wages, and rising costs. The other was, let's see, Donald Trump getting elected president again, cuts to the social safety net, like Social Security. And the
Supreme
Court...
Donald Trump ain't gonna provide. Donald Trump will not provide a safety net for me as being a black American. He will not see that I have inequality of life. And like I told you, I'm 78.
Okay. All right. And so I understood. On this case, basically will be Donald Trump getting elected president again, and lack of greater economic opportunity and jobs in your community, right?
No, not Donald Trump getting elected. You can check that off. I didn't say that, and I'm not going to say that.
No, I'm sorry.
Don't write that down. Don't write that down that I say it if Donald Trump gets elected.
No. It's one of the options, like cuts the social safety, like security, I mean social security.
All right. Black folks love social security. That's the only safety net they have.
All righty. One moment.
So you need a recorder. I'm off the chain. Enter, man. Enter. I'm off the chain about some question you're asking, because you're not asking all the good questions. So you're worried about, and your survey is worried about Donald Trump. I don't give a heck about Donald Trump. You know?
No, I'm sorry. Well, those are like the options that is showing me the therapy.
No, you're getting paid to do your job. All right, and I didn't write the question for your job, but I'm disappointed the fact that your job is worried about how the outcome of Donald Trump gonna be. Okay, that's all I'm saying.
Thanks for the feedback.
You get a job. They pay you money, and you probably have some of the same attitude I have about certain things. But you're scared to find out. How do black people saying about Donald Trump? I'm one black man, one veteran. I don't give a hoot and a hoot and a hoot about Donald Trump. It ain't just started yesterday. It was years and years and years ago when he was against black people. When he didn't want to give them a housing in New York, he came against them little boys that didn't do a crime in the city. When you ruined the NFL about the New Jersey bankruptcy, spare you in the gambling world. So I don't like Donald Trump, period. Nothing you can say is going to make me love Donald Trump. I'm taking your survey, but I'm just saying my opinion.
All right. Right. Thank on you. That right. Yes. Thank you. Yeah. To know the opinions, right, of people, definitely.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And next question says, for each of the following issues, please tell me whether you think Donald Trump or Joe Biden would be better at dealing with that issue. Growing the U.S. economy. The options will be like, for example, Biden much better, Biden somewhat better, Trump somewhat better, Trump much better.
Biden is much better.
Okay. Tackling inflation on and dealing with rising costs.
I'm going to give you a theory on that. Biden can do better than rising costs. Let me give you something. Let me tell you something. Chew on after you hang up with me. The Fortune 500 millionaires, trillionaires, something like that, they create inflation. And all of them do it, if you go back, I don't know how old he is, you go back to all those elections, anybody, inflation will go up. Because corporations, millionaires and everything, they raise the price of everything. And it goes, trickle down to the bottom down there. And all we got inflation is Democrat in office. We got inflation. Republicans in office, they don't worry about no inflation because they roll back prices to bring everything down to make the Republicans live good. I've been here 78 years, babe. I'm going to give you a little history lesson. Go back and check. Fact check that. Go all the way back to Ronald Reagan. Ronald Reagan was running against, what his name is? The peanut man. Inflation was up. And then Ronald Reagan come in, and all about, well, and Ronald Reagan, he did nothing. The people who own everything roll back prices to make it fit the Republican, make it like they're doing good. And then what they did? They did good and incorporated more money. All right, I'm ready for the last one.
Okay. Thank you, sir. It shows me the Supreme Court rolling back rights and freedoms. Biden much better. Biden somewhat better. Trump somewhat better. Trump much better.
None of them can control the Supreme Court. All right? None of them have any control over the Supreme Court. But the last three people that put on that ballot, the Republican president, is turning back all the precedents that have been set over the years. You're a female, we're talking about Roe versus somebody, how do I pronounce it? They're turning that back, moving that back. So the president has nothing to do with that. He can't say, hey man, do this, and he's saying, hey man, do that. But I appoint you gotta do what I want you to do. Dictatorship. And let me ask you a question. Mm-hmm. Huh? Can I ask you another question?
Yes.
All right. You're taking a survey. Your nationality is white American, Asian, Hispanic, or what? I know you're taking the thing. You might not be Hispanic. All right. At least you're honest. I held that in your voice. But at least you're honest. And like I say, we talking. I'm giving you a little history. That's what every question you ask me. But what's the next question is?
Oh, thank
you.
Oh,
I got to answer that for you.
Well, it was about the Supreme. You told me that none of them can control that, right?
Neither one of them can control it.
Okay.
And that's not the answer on that paper, though. Either or. Biden or Trump. So I'm going to say Biden. I ain't going to say Trump.
Okay. And fixing the immigration system, Biden much better. Biden somewhat better. Trump.
Biden will be better if because Trump destroyed the thing that would have fixed it. Trump didn't want it, so the Republicans cut it down, slammed it down. So how about how? And you remember the wall to keep all the people out, the Mexicans out? You remember the wall? The Mexicans don't pay for it. Remember the wall? Shoot. I'm ready for the next answer. That's Biden.
All right. Yeah, and I will also, put a feedback to be added. And about the rise of white supremacy and nationalism. Trump much better, Trump somewhat better, Biden somewhat better, Biden much better. Okay. And the last one from this part, rising crime and violence. Biden much better, Biden somewhat better, Trump somewhat better, Trump much better.
It's neither one of them, but I'm gonna stay with my man Biden.
All right. Thank you.
You know, crime is not caused by none of them. No, crime is caused by lack of opportunity. Lack of opportunity to have things that you want. Economics. It's a reason why crime, unless you got some people that domestic, you know. That's domestic crime, it's just different. But it's rising crime, the reason why the man robbed the bank, he ain't got no money. The bank got all the money. So don't rob the poor man on the street, you will rob the bank, that's where the money's at. You're gonna do some time. You're gonna do some time around the bank. So I already robbed the bank for millions of dollars and do time over that. Then robbed a little poor man for $2. If I had that to do.
Okay.
Now can I ask you one away question? What's your
age? Go ahead.
About 40?
Oh no. No, I'm 32.
32. All right.
Yeah.
32.
But almost, right? Wow. 2 years.
Huh?
Almost 40, right? A few more years.
32 and 40.
I'm getting closer. Yes, 32.
Nah, you got a lot of living to do. You got a lot of living to do. Now, I'm going to say this to you like that. Like I said, I did a survey for you. It may not be what you're asking for, but if you put it on paper and you share it with somebody else, say, but man, I was talking to that black man, 78 years old, he told me, he might have shown me some things that you didn't see, that you weren't looking at. You know, Trump is not good for nobody, man. Not even you. He's not good for you.
Thank you.
And that 32, you could have a little one too. You know?
Yeah.
You got two, but if you want three, you got to watch it.
That's true.
All right.
And let's see, the next one. We're almost done. Okay, believe me, almost done.
Almost done.
I really. And generally speaking, like, that's President Joe Biden's handling of the Israel Gaza war make you more or less likely to support him? Or does it make no difference? Alright. And as you may know, Donald Trump was recently found guilty of 34 felony charges related to falsifying business records to cover up an alleged affair with an adult film actress, which he did in order to interfere with the 2016 election. Generally speaking, do you think the trial was fair or unfair? Either the answers that I see are very fair, somewhat unfair, very unfair, or you can say don't know, no problem.
I think it was very fair because it was very fair because you took the same people, your peers, and they found you guilty. People of your peers, select group of your peers. And if you and I go to court, they're going to take our peers to convict us. He got convicted by his peers, not nobody else. Them 12 people sat on the jury and they heard the evidence. So he got convicted by the evidence by his peers. And that go from you and from me. When you go to court and you got a jury of your peers convicted because of the evidence that was portrayed. He got convicted by his peers. And I'm going to tell you something else that you never hear him say that, huh? You never hear him say my peers convict me. He put it on somebody else. Oh, the Biden justice. But people, ordinary people heard it. And they convicted you.
Right, Mr. I put that also here. One minute. We're 85% complete. Almost, okay? And
I made two sandwiches.
All right.
My dinner, two sandwiches. Hot dog on sliced bread.
All right. Well, now that you're talking about it, yeah, we actually might call you back. I'm kidding. Cool. And since Donald Trump was found guilty of 34 felony charges, his supporters have said black people are more likely to vote for him because he's now more relatable to African Americans. Generally speaking, do you agree or disagree with this statement?
You call everybody, wait a minute, now you call everybody black felons. I disagree with that statement.
Okay. All right. One moment. And how often do you receive information about the war and politics from social media? Very often, not often, not at all?
Often.
Okay.
I follow the news every day.
That's good. Yeah, actually, it's very important, most nowadays, right?
How is that?
Because we need to be daily. Yeah. Let's see here. From which of the following social media sites do you receive the most information? Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, YouTube, TikTok, or others like other media?
What the first one was?
The first one was Facebook.
No.
Instagram?
No.
Twitter,
YouTube?
Regular
television. Okay.
Regular TV, no problem.
Mm-hmm.
I'd rather prefer that too, to be honest.
Yeah.
And switching gears a little bit, the last few questions are for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed? 1 to 11th grade, high school graduate, some college or vocational certificate, college graduate.
High school, college, and a professional career.
Okay. All right. Are you with me? And are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
I've been married twice and divorced twice. And I ain't looking to get the third spread.
Okay. Nice. You know, sometimes, actually, like 2 days ago, I was talking with the mom of my ex-husband. And she was telling me, you have to, think again about getting married again and this and that. And I'm like, I think there is a point, right, where we enjoy, right, to be like that. But somehow, sometime, right, at our life, it's nice to also have a partner because sometimes when we get sick, right, or, nowadays, how is this world? But I think that everybody, it's different, everybody would think different sometimes. But it's never late. Definitely, it's never late.
All right. When you had a husband, you were a partner, right?
Right now, no.
You had a husband. No, when you said when you was married, your ex-husband, that's what you said.
Oh, right? Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right. When you and your ex-husband were together, that was your partner, right?
Yes.
That was your partner. But you married, you said, until death do us part.
Mm-hmm.
But other circumstances set in and break that matrimony, thing like that. Now, I was married. I had two wives, and I told you I was married with them. I got married when I was 16 years old.
Oh.
I got married.
16. That was the last time.
Both.
Huh? Oh, the
no,
first.
No, no,
that was
no,
the first.
No. First time was 16. I was still in. I was in junior high school when I got married. Mm-hmm. All right.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that marriage lasted 4 years. I went to Vietnam and I came back and I got married. I don't mean to stick the ink on the paper was dry and I got married again and that lasted 24 years.
24, wow.
24 years. So 24 and 4, that's damn near 30 years, right? 24 and 4 is almost 30. That's 28.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right. So, that's almost 30 years. So I've been divorced for 30 years. All right? I got children and grandchildren. Okay? Now, for 30 years, I was fighting PTSD. You know?
Mm-hmm.
Marriage and all in life. All right?
Mm-hmm.
So I found out during that time that it's good to have friends.
Mm-hmm.
Friends you can count on. And I ain't going to tell you I was a good guy, and I ain't going to tell you I was a bad guy. I had to do what I had to do to get it. But I find out now in later life that I do not need a companion. Because of economics right now, more than anything.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That's one of the main reasons, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you got to have fun. But as a young woman, you're 30 years old, man. And you told me you had two children. You ain't told me. I heard it in your conversation. You had two children.
Oh, no. I have one.
You have one? You have one?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yes.
So, you're 30 years old. You got another opportunity in life. If the opportunity comes, don't pass it up. Okay?
Thanks for the...
Don't pass it up. Now, I'm not saying for the sake of your child, but don't pass it up. I mean, look at like mm-hmm. you're doing different work right now. Maybe you didn't do this type of work all your life or whatever, but it's income coming in. It's not a whole lot of money. It's what you do with your money that counts.
Mm-hmm.
You know, poor folks could have better lives than rich people. A rich man has all the money, but he's lonely.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have happiness. So do what it takes to be happy. If I was 30 years all over again, I might be, but I was married at the time, I might be looking for a wife right now. If I was 30, somebody to share different things with. Your kids can't share all the moments that you need because you need somebody to put their arms around you and say, hey, I love you. If they don't say I love you, they feel good about you, you know? So don't deprive yourself of that situation. And my problem was that I took them two bad wives and I kept them on my shoulders all the while. And that's why I didn't want another. I couldn't go through that situation again with them. But that don't say everybody wear the same shoes. You know, that's why they got different sizes. So you got to find a shoe that you like. You're gonna be more selective than you were the first time. You know, you'd be more selective. Mm-hmm. But there's more fish out there in the sea. A lot of more fish. You might call,
right.
you might call a catfish with bag, got horns on him and stuff like that. But I caught two catfish. I tried to throw both of them back, you know. But they out there,
mm-hmm.
All right? Now what the next question is before I feel lonely.
All right. The next question, I think I know the answer. You just mentioned that you have children 18 years of age or younger living on your household?
There's nobody living in my house. Okay. I live alone.
And you live alone. Okay. Mm-hmm. And thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very conservative, somewhat conservative, moderate, somewhat liberal, or very liberal?
Some, I would say conservative. Not over, somewhat conservative.
Okay. And how often do you attend church or religious services? Twice a week or more? Every week? Once or twice a month? Several times a year? Every, or hardly ever? Or never?
Every week.
Every week. Okay.
I go to church. And I go to church every Sunday.
Every Sunday night. Okay. And thinking about the neighborhood you live in, would you say nearly all, more than half, about half, less than half, or hardly any, or none of your neighbors are white?
We split. I'm in a mixed neighborhood. I look to my right. Look to my right, I got a Vietnamese and a Mexican. I look to my left, I got a black, a white, and a black. On the street, I am. The street ain't road, but a block along, but one side of the street, and I don't have a cross because I got school in front of my house. So what I would say is mixed.
That about half. Okay.
It's mixed.
And how would you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, rural?
Urban.
Okay. Were one or more of your grandparents born outside of the United States?
No.
Okay.
No, then I take that back. My hold on. My grandpa was born in Cuba. And my grandmother was a native Indian.
Okay.
Yeah, my grandfather came from Cuba, and my grandmother was a native Indian.
Mm-hmm. Okay, all right. And what about your parents? Were one or more of them born outside of the United States?
No, I'm born in the United States.
Okay. Were you born outside of the United States?
No.
And do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ plus community?
No.
All right. You know what? This concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation.
No, thank you for not quitting on me. No?
It's been a really nice conversation. Yeah, it's been a really nice conversation.
Thanks for not quitting on me.
Thanks to you for not hanging out too. Thanks to you as well for your patience with me. Thank you.
Oh, no, I told you, I don't normally do surveys. Eh? And then, like I said, it just, maybe your tone of voice or the way you approach it, you know? I don't take surveys, but I did it, you know? And
I appreciate it.
I know what you're asking for out there, you know? And you take all the little things and you put a little screen across it and find out where I'm at. I'm African. I am African. I'm Black America. Take that African shit out. I'm Black America. I'm born in the United States. Black America. I got nothing to do with Africa. I'm Black America. I'm a Democrat. I'm a veteran. And I'm a disabled. I got to find the fifth one. The fifth one is what? I said, I got to find the fifth one. Oh, I'm conservative. Mm-hmm. There we go. All right. So when you put this cheat sheet on there, That's how I should come out. Okay?
Fine.
And I didn't get your name and you didn't get my name, that make it even better. But in the meantime.
But my name is Karina, no problem with that.
Karina?
Yes.
Karina?
Karina.
My name Bernardo, you would say Bernardo.
All right.
And another thing. You got the phone number on there, it's 404. I don't live in Atlanta. My phone is from Atlanta when I bought it. After Katrina down there. I'm in Louisiana. Mm-hmm. So
you're in Louisiana now. Okay.
Don't lump it with them Georgia people. ain't no peach.
All right.
I'm there, but I'm not there. Okay. I'm gonna tell you something. I'm gonna tell you one other thing that I don't tell nobody, but I'm telling you because, like I said, I had a decent conversation. The number you call, if you want to call and hold a conversation, call me anytime.
Thank you. I need you sometime, and I
hope I said something that stuck with you that you might want to call back or something. Other than the survey.
All right. Perfect. Thank you.
And have a great day.
You as well. Thank you so much. Take care.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.